This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
This is a dangerous virus which can attack every system in the body.
With the world now over 55 million total COVID-19 infections, including over 1.3 million deaths, the head of the World Health Organization says that too many countries are disregarding the magnitude of the crises.
Those countries that are letting the virus run unchecked are playing with fire.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus expressed concern about the rapidly growing numbers during a news conference yesterday from the agency's headquarters in Geneva. The doctor welcomed the news from the U.S.-based drug maker Moderna that its potential coronavirus vaccine was found to be nearly 95% effective.
First, there will be further needless deaths and suffering. Second, as we featured 2 weeks ago, in a press conference, we're seeing a significant number of people experiencing long-term effects of the virus.
He said the world should not be lulled into complacency. A top Georgia official says Senator Lindsey Graham asked him about possibly tossing ballots. AP correspondent Mike Grazia reports.
With Georgia election officials conducting a hand recount of votes cast in the presidential election, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger tells the Washington Post U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham asked if he had the power to reject certain absentee ballots. In Georgia, when voters return an absentee ballot, they have to sign an oath on an outer envelope. County election office workers are required to ensure the signature matches a signature on the absentee ballot application and one in the voter registration system. Graham said Monday he was trying to find out how the signature stuff worked. With nearly 5 million votes cast in Georgia in the presidential election, Democrat Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump by about 14,000 votes. Mike Grazia,